The country's fire services are in talks with the government to see if they can deliver food, drive ambulances, and retrieve the bodies of those who have sadly perished in the pandemic. RAF Honington personnel have been deployed across the country to help wherever needs are greatest. Winners of the Suffolk High Sheriff's Award 2020 were announced at a special live show on BBC Radio Suffolk after the award ceremony was cancelled. The High Sheriff said, "I feel that, particularly in these demanding and worrying times, we need something to lift our spirits, and what better way to do this than to highlight and celebrate the exemplary and incredible contribution of those working in our voluntary sector. Indeed, we are already seeing our volunteers stepping up and going above and beyond whatever is the normal call of duty to help others manage during this crisis. We are seeing the best of the human spirit." Suffolk brewer Adnams has passed on all perishable items and short-dated stock to be cooked, sorted, organised and distributed, and will be providing alcohol to the UEA to make hand sanitizer. Oak Villa, a gin distillery in Wyndham, has also donated ethanol for the same purpose. Framlingham Earl High School pupils have sprung into action with their design and technology teacher, and using 3D printers, have made protective visors for staff at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Pleasurewood Hills hosted its first ever online dance party for families, and thousands tuned in to see Woody Bear have a good old dance. A Norwich man has transformed his social media account into a jukebox, and another local musician is playing his guitar in the garden of a care home so the residents can listen from the comfort of their community lounge. Stars from stage and screen are doing their bit too. David Williams is telling a daily children's story. Mylene Klass is providing singing and music for children. Oti Mabuse offers dance classes for children and adults. And Carol Vorderman is offering the Maths Factor, free online tuition for school-aged children. Now back to Sam with some other local news.